And we're going to talk about Once the Musical shortly. This might ring a bell. This is the huge track from the film and the stage show. In fact, that's a recording fresh off the presses. That's from the New Zealand cast of Once the Musical. It's one of the world's most celebrated modern musicals, and it premieres in New Zealand this month. It's been brought here by Kiwi director Jesse Peach, and it took 5 years to make it to New Zealand. It's the story of life in Dublin for a pair of musicians, and it's based on a film of the same name. Jesse Peach is in studio to tell us about bringing this musical home. Hi.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the end of your, well, the completion of your odyssey.
Thank you so much.
Where did it begin?
Well, it actually started, and I think it was the end of 2012, and I went off to New York, and I was actually heartbroken. So I booked a ticket, and I went over there, and I saw like every show I could, and I could not get a ticket to Once, and I'd heard about the show. I didn't know anything about it. I hadn't seen the film, and I saw it, and I just thought, oh my gosh, it's me, because it's all about like letting one thing, appreciating one thing, and just letting that be enough, and just sort of. It just really resonated with me, and it's so beautiful, and it's a very unique show. It's like it's an actor-musician show, so all of the music is played live on stage. It's almost quite acoustic, and it's so special. Like it's almost difficult to define, but I just feel so lucky to be doing it.
Yeah,
it's
so you
been
saw
a long
it,
time. Oh, sorry,
fell in love with it, and then thought maybe I could bring this to New Zealand.
Well, I thought, no, it wasn't maybe, it was I have to bring this to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So then I looked up the rights holders and then I started calling them. I mean, to be honest, if you pick up the phone, anyone can call a producer and ask them for the rights, you know. So this went on for years and years and years, and then I moved to London and I just kept on calling and emailing, and eventually they
Were you getting any sort of response or no?
Well, yeah, at the start they offered me to just, but like really in my heart, I'm a director. Like I have a producer for the show and I just wanted to bring it to life as a director. That's really what I want to do for my company, of which my producer Mark Keller works for. But
you were calling them and they were saying no, or they just weren't saying anything.
No, so what they were saying was, yes, okay, fine, you can do the show, but you need to bring like the whole New York production team. So you need to bring the director, John Tiffany, and all that, which is not what it was about for me. For me, it was about like putting it on here. And if you're doing theatre in New Zealand, it's different because like we're different. Like, you know, we're a small island nation on the other side of the world. And it's a show with so much heart that it actually needs to be a new production, you know, it needs new life, and it needs ownership by the actors and the musicians, which is what we have so greatly in this production. And it's a really joyful experience, actually.
When did you know that it was happening?
Started off 2 years ago. It's been a very complicated, long process, but it's actually quite a simple show. So like people will come along and they'll probably just be really enchanted and delighted by it. And, you know, they probably wouldn't realize the sort of the kind of work that goes into something like
this. Yeah, you shouldn't go to a show and say, well, this looked like it was really difficult to get off the ground. Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Well, basically it's about a busker, and he is like, his mum's died. He's stuck living with his dad in the shop, and he's like busking. He's earning no money, and he wants to throw on his music. And then this girl turns up, and she's kind of like curious, and she's sort of interested in what he's doing. And she sort of re-inspires him with his music. And she comes into his small community, and she makes like small changes in all of their lives. But then I don't want to give the end away, but there's a very beautiful coming together of them, and possibly a drifting away of them. But it's just so beautiful, and it's all connected with music. So it's a cast of 12, including a 7-year-old girl, of which we have two.
Mm-hmm.
They're so beautiful, and they also play. and they're all high level musicians. So we've got like
a couple of pretty well known names in there.
Well, Lisa Crawley's our lead.
Wow,
she's brilliant.
She's awesome. I love Lisa.
And Adam Ogle is her co-lead.
Can you tell it's been way too long since she was in on this show?
Oh,
she used to drop
in
quite regularly, yeah.
She's so good. She is brilliant. And her co-lead,
in fact, I think
Adam,
it's her debut in musical theatre, yeah?
It is, yeah. It was interesting, actually. I don't mean, gosh, I'm not here to talk about her life story, but I'll just tell you what she told me the other day. She was saying that when she left high school, she wanted to do musical theatre, but she couldn't afford the fees because it's so bloody expensive. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. You know, it's expensive. You know, if people want to train in the arts, it should be, like, supported. But it's difficult. So she's always been very passionate about this, and she lived in Melbourne for quite some time, and she saw the Melbourne production and it resonated. So like, it's amazing that it's worked out that that she's in this show.
Love Jackie Clark, love Priya Sami.
Most beautiful people.
Yeah.
They're all like, it's just delightful. And I was saying to Josh, our musical director, Josh Clark, and Cassina Campbell, our choreographer, saying every day I come to work, I just like can't wait to see you guys, because like, you know, it's collaborative and the actors are all so focused and just so giving, and it's great. I'm not just saying that to try and sell tickets, because, you know, I'm just saying I'm really lucky.
Yeah. And I guess it's easier to get, you know, you talked about support and funding. It would be easier to get funding if you were producing a New Zealand play or some play that was going to be, you know, have some particular resonance here, but actually getting a license to bring a show from overseas must be harder when you approach someone like Creative New Zealand.
Yeah.
So there's the financials.
I got funding once for Sweeney Todd. That was like 8 years ago. Mm. I got about 20 grand, but then I lost a lot of money on that show. I'm still paying it off, to be honest. But, you know,
okay, so when you went to the pitch this one, you remember me?
No, I just mean, like, I would never wait for funding to do a show.
Yeah, what I'm getting to is you've done this the hard way, right?
Yeah. Well, I've just done it the way that I need to do it. And that was, like, I have actually worked a lot in London for the last 3 years, like, a lot, sort of 7 days a week. I work as a journalist over there. Which I love, actually, but it's like I feel like I've come to life. Like, it's actually, the one thing I've learned from this experience is, without being a cliche, it's worth working hard for things, because, oh man, I'm just so happy to be doing this, so it's cool, you know?
And how many people get to go from that moment of seeing a show and thinking, I would love to do this, right through to this moment where you are now 10 days out from opening night and you're doing it?
Well, I think anyone that wants to, like, gosh, if I can do it, anyone can do it, honestly.
It's on at ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's called Once the Musical, with that amazing local cast, and directed by Jesse Peach, who has been working for 7 years to get us here. And now, you know, you better get along and watch it to make it all worthwhile. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we didn't get nearly enough of that song, so I'll give it a spin.
Yeah. We actually recorded that just yesterday. This is the first playing of it. So
we'll give it a spin after three in its entirety. How about that?
That'd be great.
Cool. Jesse Peach, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.